We'll start with the kirtan from the heart, and the lips should be the external manifestation of the internal eternal. Okay, lips, not the major part. Voice, not the major part. Let the real major part be the internal eternal. Let the internal manifest as the external as kirtan. Sing from the heart. Let the voice come from your lips. Okay. Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe.
Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe. Radhe Krishna Radhe Krishna Radhe Krishna Radhe
Radhe Krishna Radhe Krishna Radhe Krishna Radhe
Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe Krishna Radhe Krishna Radhe Radhe Krishna Radhe
Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe
Radhe Krishna 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 Radhe
Radhe Krishna Radhe Krishna Radhe Krishna
Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe Krishna Radhe Krishna Radhe
Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe
Put all your sweetness, put all your heart in just caressing Krishna through your words, caressing Radha through your words. Put all your heart.
Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe Krishna Radhe Krishna Radhe Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe Krishna Radhe Krishna Radhe
Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe
Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe Radhe Krishna Radhe Krishna Radhe Krishna Radhe
Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe Krishna Radhe Krishna Radhe
Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe
Krishna Radhe
Krishna Radhe राधे कृष्णा राधे कृष्णा राधे राधे कृष्णा राधे कृष्णा राधे कृष्णा राधे राधे कृष्णा राधे जय राधे कृष्णा राधे राधे कृष्णा राधे कृष्णा राधे कृष्णा राधे राधे कृष्णा राधे कृष्णा राधे राधे कृष्णा राधे कृष्णा राधे कृष्णा राधे राधे कृष्णा राधे
No mridanga, nothing. You are Shama, Shama, and you only. No one of the spiritual or material world. Just both of them and you. Now sing. Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Radhe. Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Radhe.
Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Radhe.
Jayo Radhe Krishna, Radhe.
Radhe Krishna, Radhe.
Jayo Radhe Krishna, Radhe. Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Radhe.
Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Radhe.
Jaya Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Radhe. Radhe Krishna, Radhe.
Jayo Radhe Krishna, Radhe.
Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Radhe. Jayo Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Radhe.
Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Radhe.
Shri Shama Sham ki, Shri Radha Krishna ki, Kishor Kishori ki, Shri Shri Gaurang Mahaprabhu ki, Shri Nityanand Prabhu ki, Shri Shri Advaita Acharya ji ki, Shri Gadadhar Pandit ji ki, Shri Shivas Pandit ji ki, Navdvip Mayapur Dham ki, Vrindavan Dham ki, Shri Shri Shad Goswami Vrind ki, Apne Apne Guru Varg ki, Apne Apne Guru Dev ki, Nitai Gaur Primanand ki, All Glorious to Assembled Devotees, All Glorious to Assembled Devotees, All Glorious to Assembled Devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga.
Om
ज्ञाना तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीगौरांग नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत चंद्र गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। इन स्पिरिचुअलिटी इफ यू रियली वॉन्ट टू बी हैप्पी रियली वॉन्ट टू एडवांस रियली then whatever you do externally should be the manifestation of your internal is the main thing, and whatever we do should be the manifestation of external should be the manifestation of internal. You are all devotees. And if I may ask a question, you may find it strange that have you ever attended a Mangalarati? You may find this question strange, and answer unanimous would be yes. But if I ask the same question after the end of the session, then there could be a difference. Have you ever attended Mangalarati? Radha Krishna's Mangalarati? Shama Shams? You know what is Mangalarati? Externally also, One should do the Mangalarati of the Lord of the Heart. Who is Mangalarati? Of the Lord of the Heart. So have you ever attended Mangalarati? Should do the Mangalarati of the Lord of the Heart. How are they interrelated? We'll tell you everything. How should one attend Mangalarati? Why should one attend Mangalarati? How to attend Mangalarati? Is it going into the temple hall? That's all. Mangalarati starts way beyond going into the temple hall. Mangalarati starts way beyond going to the temple hall. So let me take you to the eternal realm, Nitya Leela, how Mangalarati is done and how we are supposed to do. Every sampradaya, they have their own way of doing Mangalarati. for the pleasure of their Ishtadeva, their Lord. Narsingh Dev's devotees, they do Mangal Arati in a very different way, full of awe and reverence. So before understanding Radha Krishna or Shama Shyam's Mangal Arati, we should first pray obeisances, prostrate obeisances, like Rupa and Sanatana Goswami do, to whom? To the Nitya Leela of Radha and Krishna. Radha, Krishna, Nitya Leela, Kori Pranam. So Rupa Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, before touching this subject, they do prostrate obeisances to the Nitya Leela of Radha and Krishna. All paramparas, they do, before doing anything, they do prostrate obeisances to their Ishtadev's Nitya Leela. They don't need to do pranam like we are doing to Radha Krishna's Nitya Leela. If you are a upasak of Ram, whom they should pay obeisances to? To Nitya Ayodhya Leela. Because Mangal Arati is done of Ram in Ayodhya, of Narsingh Dev in Vaikuntha, and Shama Shyam in Vrindavan. More specifically, on the banks of Yamuna. Want to be more specific? Yes, have to be. Because you want to attend Mangal Arati, then have to be specific. In Vrindavan, on the banks of Yamuna, at Govindasthali. Govindasthali. Where do we attend Mangal Arati? You say this here or this country or this temple? No. Mangal Arati is done at Govindasthali, Yamuna, in the Kunjas. Radha Krishna are in the Kunja when Mangal Arati is done. On the Govindasthali, in the center, it is like the shape of a tortoise. In the center is a very blistering Yogapeeth Mandir. And surrounding them are four trees, Harichandan, Santana, etc. And let's say this is a Yogapeeth Mandir. And there are four trees, okay? And on earth, in between the trees, there are four kunjas. One kunja is for taking prasad or food for Radha and Krishna. In one kunja they dress. In one kunja they play dice. In one kunja they do vilas. Some kunja they sleep. So different things they do in different kunja. And where do we want to attend Mangal Arati? So I'm taking you how to start to attend Mangal Arati. So they are sleeping in Hemambuj Kunja, taking rest there. Who? Shama Shyam. Center Yogapeeth Mandir, surrounding four kunjas. And then surrounding them are eight kunjas of Ashtasakhis. Then the second layer is of 16 kunjas. The third layer is of 32 kunjas. And fourth layer is of 64 kunjas of Gopis, Sakhis. And then 128 and then 256 kunjas, and then you can add on and on and on. So this is how we have to start Mangal Arati. Where are we? Okay. Important question is, if I ask you, have you attended Mangal Arati? You said, I have attended. Pause for a while. Just pause. That who is this Mr. I? Who is this I? Some Croatian has attended Mangal Arati? Some Indian has attended Mangal Arati? Argentinian? Brazilian? Oh ho! Wake up! Astoma Sadgamya Jyotirma. What do the Acharyas say about this? How can I make you attend Mangal Aarti? First, listen what Acharyas say. What does Prabodhanand Saraswati say? Dure snigdha paramparam vijayatam dure surina mandali vrityaha santu vidurato vrajpater anyaha prasanga kutaha yatra vishbhanuja kritrati kunjodare kamina dwarastha priya kinkarim param aham shoshyami kanchi dhvanim. What does this beautiful verse mean? This verse means everything. This verse tells dure snigdha paramparam. Those who are elders like Nand and Yashoda Maharaj, they are very, very far. Dure, understand? Dur? Very far. From where? From the place where Mangal Aarti takes place. In the Kunjas. Nand, Yashoda, all of them are very, very far. They cannot attend Mangal Aarti. Nand, Yashoda cannot attend Radha Krishna's Mangal Aarti. Then, Dure Surin Mandali. Who is Suhrin? The friends of Krishna. They may play with Krishna, but they can never attend Radha Krishna's Mangal Aarti. Then, Bhrityaha Santu Vidurato. If Nand Yashoda cannot, if the Sakhas cannot, then how can the servants of Krishna, Raktak and Patrak, can they attend Mangal Aarti? Nand cannot, Sakhas cannot, Rakta Patrak cannot. Anya prasanga kutaha. Then what to talk of anyone else? If they can't, what is he saying? Anya prasanga kutaha. Why to talk about anyone else then? If they cannot attend the programs, the happenings happening in the Kunjas, then who is anya prasanga kutaha? How can anyone else attend a Mangala Aarti or anything happening in the Kunjas if they can't? It means, sure enough, even the devotees of Narsingh Dev or Sitaram cannot attend Mangala Aarti. And I asked, have you attended? You said yes. Not even in Vaikuntha, not even in the Golok, Dwarka, Mathura, sitting in London or America and wherever. And said, I have attended. This is a surprise, no? Isn't that a surprise? Although they cannot attend Mangal Aarti and cannot do anything around the area, but what is our aspiration? The aspiration of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Acha, who are Gaudiya Vaishnavas? Remind me, I will come to that also. Yatra Vishbhanuja Kritarati Kunjodare Kamina. In spite of all this, that they cannot attend Mangal Aarti, but I have a very strong desire. You know what desire? I want to Dwarastha Priya Kinkarim. Dwarastha. Dwar is the door. I want to be right at the door of the Kunja, where Mangal Aarti, etc. are done. I just want to be at the door, and what do I want? Param Aham Shoshyami Kanchi Dhvanim. I want to hear the tinkling bells of Radharani's lotus feet. That is my desire. Although they cannot attend. Anyone in Vaikuntha cannot attend. But I have only one desire. I have only one desire. I don't have any other separate desire. So they cannot attend. But how can we attend? How can we attend then? Nand Yashoda, acha, anyone who is worshipping Krishna in Sakhya Ras, does he really need to attend Radha Krishna's Mangal Aarti? Think. Listen one thing. If in spirituality, if we do anything, if the wisdom is lost, then the activity becomes ritual. We don't have to have attend any program as such. You know what is Mangal Arati? It is sheer ecstasy. Sheer ecstasy. You want to be in ecstasy? Do attend at Mangal Arati. It is not a ritual. Spiritual means when the juice of wisdom is present in the activity. When the juice of wisdom, you need to be very clear who can attend, and if you want to attend, how can you attend? You know why? See, there are so many things I want to say, but I have to stop because otherwise we can sit till Gaur Arch, Sandhya Arati, and we will not be able to complete Mangal Arati. Okay, let me take you a quick tour of Mangal Arati. What happens in the morning? Achha, then who can attend Mangal Arati? The question remains the same. Only the Sakhis and the Manjaris and no one else. So if you are a Sakhi, you are granted permission. And if you are a Manjari, you can come in. Sure enough, your service. But if you are not either of the two, oh, then not even in dreams. Okay, let's assume that we have taken off a proper lineage under Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then how can we attend Mangal Arati? I just come to that. You are attending Mangal Arati. First step, you are sleeping. You, the Manjari, are sleeping. Where? At the lotus feet of your Guru Manjari. You are sleeping. Then due to practice, you get up. Oh, it's time for my service. Oh, am I late? You start panicking. Am I late? Have Shamashan, have they arisen? Oh, just have a look. Because you are nearby. You have a look. The Lord is sleeping. Through His Mangal Arati, He wants you to get up. But the Lord Himself is Ras Alas. It is not sleeping. It is Ras Alas. Full of Ras. Full of... It is not Tamagun. It is full of Ras. Ras Alas. Shama Sham, all alone, sleeping. And where are you? You are also sleeping. You get up. It's around 3:36 a.m. That offering of ghee lamps, Mangal Arati, which we think is Mangal Arati, that takes place at 5 a.m. This is the starting. 3:36 you get up at the lotus feet of your Guru Manjari. You get up and you see, I am not late. Okay, yeah. Then you do your achman and you wash your hands. Okay. Get ready for the service. And what do? Then you slowly caress the lotus feet of your Guru Manjari. Hey Sakhi, hey Guru Manjari, please get up. Then you wake her up and then you make her wash hands and then achman. She does that. Then you do that to your entire parampara extended up to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. See, when we take initiation from a bona fide lineage, then it is from Mahaprabhu. It is like 18 to 19 guru, 18 gurus generally. Then we just serve all of them. Guru Manjaris. The gurus, they are in Navdvip. Gaudiya Vaishnava means two swarupas. One in Navdvip to serve Gaur Sundar and the other one in Braj as a Manjari. So the gurus of Navdvip, Guru Var, is the Manjari Varg of Braja. So then you just serve all your Guru Manjari work. And then afterwards, what do? Then after that, you serve Shri Rupa Manjari Pada Sei Mora Sampada. Who's Sampada? The people who are following Sakhiras of Krishna, their Sampad is Rupa Manjari's lotus feet. One who is in Vatsalya Bhav, like the Vallabhacharyas, are there Sampada. Rupa Sampada means wealth. Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari's lotus feet? No. Then you make wash hands of Rupa Manjari. Then she does the Achman. When you are serving Rupa Manjari, can you believe it? You are attending Mangal Arati and telling you how to. Then after serving Rupa Manjari and all the manjaris, you get up and you do your seva. Of what? There are many sevas you do. This is all happening before Mangal Arati. You are stringing garlands for Shama Sham. Then you are making grapes and pomegranates and all this sharbat drink so that they can get up. Piyush Bhati, various drinks, cosmetics, your chandan, sandalwood, and scented water so that they can also do achaman and wash their hands. You are doing all these services. Then all of a sudden, a sakhi manjari comes. Hey, you're doing services for them. Why don't you have their splendid darshan also? These services are intended for whom? For them. Let's have their darshan also. And you go sometime with your Guru Manjari and have the darshan. Oh ho. Your eyes become widened. It's so ecstatic. The festival of Eros. It appears that Brahma has put all the beauty possible in all the creations in these two. You know why? Why I'm saying Brahma? Because in Braj Leela, Krishner Ishwar nahi jane Braj Jan. Kaviraj says, Krishnadas Kaviraj, Krishna Ishwar nahi jane. Ishwar nahi mane Braj Jan, Brajvasi. Think, oh Brahma, he must have created all the beauty, added up and put in these two, our dear Shama Sham. And they are left agaze and they start talking. It appears there is blackish cloud. On it there is a lightning like Radha, permanently stuck up. And they are showering us with their Madhurya Rasa. Cloud shower with water. And Shama Shama showering with Madhurya, and we are just drinking and drenching in that. This is how Mangal Arati, pre-Mangal Arati is done. All of a sudden, the breeze flows. Breeze is not material. That is Chinmoy, transcendental. Breeze is also having conscience. It's not that morning time and whoo. No. Consciously, the breeze is conscious. It flows very, very slowly. So as not to disrupt, very, very slowly it flows. To give them pleasure. It touches the flowers and it gives pleasure to Radha Krishna. And while touching the flowers, the bees who were inside the flowers at night, they also get up. Good morning. They also get up. And by seeing all this, they discuss. Generally, after satisfying the master, the servant gets the payment, the salary. But how fortunate we manjaris are. Without doing any service, we are already relishing everything. What is the highest remuneration? Radha Krishna Darshan of any activity. And they are having Darshan without doing any service, without satisfying their masters. Oh, so they have now done their Darshan. I uttered this shloka. You know, what is bhakti? Very simple. You are Ishtadev. And the connecting link between you and your Ishtadev, that is seva. Forget everything. This is the essence of all scriptures. Forget everything. What should you remember? You. Object of your service and your service. Why do you want to render service? Because you want to relish through all the panchendriyas.
What is he saying? Dwarastha priya kinkarem. I explained only the half meaning of the half line of this fourth line. Dwarastha priya kinkarem. She is standing at the door of the kunja. And what does she want? Varam aham shoshyame kanchi dhvanim. She wants the tinkling bells. As a devotee, as a manjari, what is our aspiration? What should be our aspiration every moment? Want to touch Radha. Want to hear Radha, Radha's talks. If your Gurudev takes your name, how good do you feel? How much ecstasy comes in inside? Gurudev takes your name. Why? He is Prem Rupaya Dhimahi. And Radharani is Sakshat Prem Lakshmi. If she takes your name, do you know where you're going to end up? Mangal Arati is it's sheer ecstasy. Highest form of happiness is relished by the manjaris. So where were we? So none of them can attend Mangal Arati, the Sakhas, the Nanda Yashodas. And do they need to attend any Mangal Arati? Do they need to attend any Mangal Arati? They are worshipping Nanda Yashoda, they are worshipping Radha Krishna. They are worshipping Krishna. Whom are they worshipping? Krishna. And the Sakhas, are they worshipping Radha Krishna? Why should they? They are totally happy in their relationship with Krishna as friend. Nanda Yashoda totally happy in their relationship with Krishna as their son. And servants are totally happy in their relationship as a master. So they don't, they should not, and they will not. And they cannot. No one has entrance to that realm. But if we take shelter of a bona fide lineage, then we can attend Mangala Arati. Now the question is, what is that shelter? How one can attend Mangal Arati? Krishnadas Kaviraj explains, Bhaya Antar Ihar Doita Sadhan. What is Kaviraj explaining? Bhaya Antar, there are two sadhan. Sadhan Bhakti, there are two sadhans. What are the two sadhans? Bhaya Sadhak Dehe Kare Shravan Kirtan. Man nij siddh dehe kariya bhavan. Ratri dine kare Radha Krishna sevan, Braja Krishna sevan. Okay. Sadhana two types. External means like attending Mangal Arati in the temple. That is external. What kind of Mangal Arati you have to attend? Only Radha Krishna's. Sadhine bhavivo jaha siddha dehe pavotam. Whatever you do in sadhana, you get that in siddhi. Pakva apakva matra se vichar. Whatever sadhana we do and the siddhi, the only difference is the ripening. The mango, green mango is also mango. And the yellow mango is also mango. But that is ripe. So that is a siddhi. And the sadhana is doing the same activities. What you do in siddhi, you have to do it in sadhana. This is bhakti. No need to be confused ever. Whatever activity needs are done at siddhi, you need to cultivate that in sadhana. We just have to become expert in serving our Ishtadev. This is sadhana. How we have to serve our Ishtadev? Just learn that and you're right there. Distance is no bar. Okay, then what is Kaviraj explaining? There are two sadhans, external and internal. External is attending. Like in the temple we attend Mangal Arati, that is external. Shravan Kirtan of which Mangal Arati? The pure Madhuramay Mangal Arati. Narsingdev's Mangal Arati is pure Aishwaryamay, full of awe and reverence. And Radha Krishna's Mangal Arati is full of Madhurta, Madhurya. So these two things should not be mixed. Otherwise there will be Mangal Arati of nothing. Mangala means you, your Ishtadev, and just waking them up and doing their removing all their inauspiciousness. Okay. So now the breeze comes and see, if we go at this pace, then the Mangalarti will probably not come. Let us go fast. The Vrinda Devi, who is also sleeping in a kunja, she also hears when the breeze comes and the bees wake up. By the sound of the bees, she gets up. She gets up. And then all the parrots, they are also Leela Parshads, parrots and forest birds, they are also sitting on the trees all around the kunjas, but silent. They are just waiting for what? Vrinda's call. Okay, start. Just a signal. Now you can start chirping. They don't speak a word. They're all silent. They're letting Radha Krishna sleep in peace. Otherwise, their peace will be disturbed. But now the time has come. What to do? Seva for them. They have to disturb Radha and Krishna's sleep now. This is our seva. Disturbing Radha and Krishna's sleep. Many persons, they do this seva. Disturb Radha and Krishna's sleep. I'm speaking this language to make you more understand easily. Otherwise, this is seva. So, the bees, the male bee that does the buzz, the humming, and the sound is like that of a conch shell, the male bees. And the female bees, they do that is like the sound of a kartal. So how is Mangal Arati being done? The conch and the kartas, all these things are done. So this thing is done by the male bees and the female bees, like this. And then the kokils, their seva. Kuh, kuh. They also sing. And it is just like the Cupid's Veena. Their voice is very sweet, naturally sweet. It's like Cupid's Veena, they're singing. Then the peacocks. Kika. Like this. This way they get up and they make Radha Krishna. They try their best so that they can finally arise from their flower bed. And keka, what does it really mean? Radha is having a very mountain of control, self-control. Then keka, the Sanskrit, what does it mean? Who is this man who is able to topple the control of Radha's self-control? Radha is having a tremendous self-control. Who is able to shake her up from her self-control? That is, who is that man? Keka, keka. That is the peacocks. And then the roosters, you know roosters, they say, coo-coo-coo. This voice comes. And this coo, coo is not auspicious, coo is inauspicious. Coo is inauspicious, it's not good. It means that, oh, now the inauspicious time has come. You, Radha Krishna, you are paradhin, you are not swatantra. Ami Swantantra Ishwar. Nah, Braj, tumi Swantantra nahi. Braj, you are adhin. You are under. Under whom? The superiors. They will get up and they will get to know Radha Rani married, and who is this boy wandering around at the night time in the kunjas? He is trying to wake up. Krusha is trying to wake him up by coo. And Radha Rani, as soon as she hears this word, coo, oh, she gets angry. She says, oh, you rooster, why don't you go to hell and wake up Yamraj? This is what she speaks. And then rooster. Radharani thinks she is successful. After a few moments, again, cuck. Then Radharani, okay, I'm sorry, I'm getting up. Then she says this. Out of sarcasm, you know, sarcastically she remarks, why don't you go to hell? She's not really cursing the rooster. Because in the morning when you get up, you want to hear pleasant sounds, not inauspicious things. So, somehow all these roosters, the pigeons, they try to wake her up. But, are they successful? They are not successful. What do Vrinda resorts to whom then? To Manju Bhashini. Now who is this Manju Bhashini? She is the pet parrot of Radharani. Ah, we carry her all along. We the Manjaris, we carry that cage, Manju Bhashni, all along, so many places. She gets up. O Krishna Chandra, O Gokul Bandhu, O Vrindavan Nath, time to get up. Get up. And this, may wake up your Radha also, who is lying in your embrace. Wake her up also. It's morning time. Sun is rising. Get up. Hey Radhe. To Krishna, Manju Bhashni says, I know it's a very pleasurable to sleep on the flower bed. It's very pleasurable. But get up. Then she says to Radharani, Manju Bhashni, I know you are very tired. In this erotic battle last night, you are now very tired and you are resting very peacefully in your lover's arms. But get up. Get up. So they are trying. Keep on trying. Then comes, it's not successful. Then comes Daksha and other parrots and Vichakshan. Vichakshan comes next. And Vichakshan says, you are the lotus of the eyes of the Braj Ramanis, the gopis. You are the lotus. We understand. Bees are interested only in lotus. And you are the very lotus of the eyes of Braj gopis. We understand that. You give pleasure to Nand Maharaj every moment. You know how intelligent he is, the most sharp intelligence parrot, Vichakshan. He says, although you are the lotus of the eyes of Braj gopis, but you give pleasure to Nand Maharaj also. He is reminding, Nand Maharaj is not with you now. He is at Nandagram, he is in his home. And you give pleasure to him every moment. How smart that parrot is. And then you are Bhakta Vatsal. You are always so merciful to your surrendered devotees. Means you shower your affection to everyone, not only on Braj gopis. You see the hidden meanings? Kindly get up. Kindly get up. He makes her, tries his level best so that they can get up. Then comes Sukshmadhi. Sukshmadhi was a very sharp intelligence. The parrot. These parrots, they can also speak like humans. They speak like this only. Acha, I forgot to tell you another thing. When you are doing your services of stringing garlands and all this, these parrots, they come near you. And you know what do they do? How you have to attend Mangal Aarti? When you should do some service before Mangal Aarti and think that these parrots are along with you. They just relate what happened last night. The parrot starts speaking. You know what? Radharani said, why are you scratching my neck with your nails? I am not Trinavarta. Don't try to kill me like this. They very jokingly, they remember everything. And while hearing this thing, these parrots, they do a wonderful service to Radha Krishna and Sakhis by telling them their Leela Kathas. And we the Manjis, while serving, we also relish all these Leela Kathas. And goose pimples, ecstatic. You can't even move. It's so ecstatic. They explain everything. The parrots. To get ready for the Mangal Aarti. This is everything before the Mangal Aarti is happening. And how you have to see Radha Krishna in front of you, or you are sweeping the floor. Some Russian or Croatian is sweeping the floor. Who is sweeping the floor, or who is stringing the garlands? Who is doing that? Huh? You are doing, but you are not what you think you are. You are not what you think you are. You are what? You are a manjari only if you get connected to a bona fide lineage. When a devotee gets to a bona fide lineage, the guru on the, see, there are two gurus. One who gives you initiation, and one, there is Samashti guru in the spiritual world. The Samashti guru is a form of Lord Krishna only. Samashti guru stands on the left side of Krishna. The guru here has a connection with the Samashti guru. Samashti guru in Golok Vrindavan, there are associates of the Lord, the partials of the Lord in two forms. The two forms are Nishkriya Parshad and Sakriya Parshad. Nishkriya means motionless, stationary. They don't move. They are like dummies. You go to clothing shop and they have dummies wearing dresses. Similarly, they are like innumerable gopis, sakhas, manjis, etc. They are in the spiritual world, gracing the spiritual world. They don't do any service, active service. But then there are active associates like Nandi Yashoda, Rupa Manjari, Lalita, Vishakha, etc. So the guru here, on the strength of his meditation, he has connection with the Samishti guru. When one takes initiation, he gives the Siddha Deha, Siddha Swarup, your eternal form as a Manjari. The Samishti guru tells the Vyashti guru, out of the innumerable Manjari, Siddha Dehas, Nishkriya Siddha Dehas, that this is the Siddha Deha of this Sadhaka. This is the eternal form of the Sadhaka. So we have to attend the Mangal Arati. Man nij siddha deha kariya bhavan. What is Kaviraj saying? One should meditate on one's own nij siddha deha given by Guru. In your Guru given siddha deha, you have to attend a Mangal Arati. This is Gaudiya Vaishnava's way of attending Mangal Arati. There are not two ways. There is only one way Mangal Arati is being attended by the Gaudiya Vaishnava's. How? When the siddha deha is given to you by your Gurudev, in that siddha deha, you attend all the Mangalas, you do all the sevas. You don't have to hear the chirping of the birds, the tinkling of Radharani's lotus feet, ornaments, through these ears. No, through that Siddha Deha which your Guru gives you. Man nij Siddha Deha kariya bhavan. Okay, Vichakshan, the parrot, coming back to the parrots. The parrots, they were little successful and they said, "Are, what are you doing? It's time to get up. People are going to start walking on the streets, on the main path, and you're right now sleeping. You know what disgrace you're going to end up in? Catastrophic consequences. Supreme inauspiciousness. God?" Parrot is telling God, "You're going to end up in catastrophic consequences. Bad consequences." A parrot can tell this thing to the God, Lord of the universe, Jagannath. You know what disgrace you are going to end up in? If anyone catches you? Intelligent person always does what has to be done and when it has to be done. This is the teachings of parrots to the Lord of the universe. Intelligent person should do what has to be done when it has to be done. Then like this, he is able to raise Radharani up. Radharani thinks, if anyone catches me red-handed with Krishna, they will lock me up in the room for my life. And for my life, I will not be able to serve my Pranath Krishna. She is not worried that people are going to say bad words about her. No, she will not be able to serve Krishna. That is her only plight. Then because of that, and if she will not be able to serve, she gets up. And then Radha, Krishna, they all, somehow they get up and many things happen. And Manjaris are not other people. We the Manjaris, we serve them. How do we serve the deities? How do we serve them? By cleaning, by giving them drink. So we go and we give them sandalwood paste and we clean the place and they are looking exotic as they always look like. But see, Krishna is Rasa Swarup, Raso Vaisaha. He looks different from all different angles. The way he looks on Monday, he never looks the same on Tuesday. And the way he looks on Tuesday, he looks totally different on Wednesday. If I am saying all this and on Thursday looks different, this is very belittling Krishna actually. Actually, the moment you see him and your eyes are gone, and when you see him next, he looks different. Not on Monday, Tuesday, 24 hours are he is a emporium of everything. He looks different from the moment there is a different expression inside, he looks different. And when Radha is next to Krishna, he looks the best. He looks the Krishna. You know who is the Krishna? When he is with the Radha Rani, he looks the most exotic, all attractive Krishna. He, Krishna becomes Krishna with Radha Rani only. We are having darshan of, we are trying to wake that Krishna up. Okay, somehow he gets up, she gets up, we try to serve, and then Sakis have not yet entered Mangal Arati. Whoever entered Radha Krishna's Kunja? Whoever entered? Manjaris, not the Sakis. Bil Mangal Thakur is a Sakhi. He cannot come right at this time. He will come later. We will go first. So we have entered the Kunja. We are serving them nicely. And listen one thing. And all the Sakis cannot enter Mangal Arati also. You know, all Sakis cannot attend Mangal Arati because they are Vipaksha Sakis also. Vipaksha means opposite party. Chandravali, etc., they cannot attend Mangal Arati. Or Radha Krishna, why will they attend? They will just burn up there. Chandravali, he will attend Mangal Arati or Radha Krishna. There is Chandravali's lineage also. People who take initiation, they become party of Chandravali. They try to get into the party of Chandravali. Then they cannot attend, they will never attend any Mangal Arati. They should not attend Mangal Arati. Because their way of worship is different. Sakha's way of worship is different. Sakhi's way of worship is different. Achha, when you are in Mangal Arati, if you are following Bil Mangal Thakur's Bhav, Sakhi Bhav, then you will in Mangal Arati also you will attend only Krishna's. You will relish only Krishna's sweetness. Sakhis, they relish only Krishna's sweetness. But the Manjaris, they relish Radha Krishna's sweetness. Radha Krishna's sweetness, Manjaris relish. Not Krishna's sweetness. Not Krishna's sweetness at all. And besides relishing the sweetness, they are able to render special services. Like they enter into that time where no one can come in. Like even the Sakhi, like even Lalita Vishakha, they cannot come in when you come in. You know this? Even Lalita Vishakha cannot come in when you come in. When you do all this and then afterward, all the Sakhis keep giggling and laughing, they all come in. And they do various jokes and, you know, they clean Radha Krishna and... Then you have already arranged the puja plate for Mangal Arati. All the wicks are there in the ghee, and then you lit up the puja, the ghee lamp, and you give it to Rupa Manjari. And Rupa Manjari gives to Lalita Sakhi. And when you are in Mangal Arati, don't think some Prabhuji or Mataji is attending Mangal Arati. And some Prabhuji or Mata, you're sitting with some, surrounded by Prabhuji or Matais. No. You're surrounded by Sakhis and Manjaris. Because only they are there. Only Sakhis and Manjaris are there. And relishing as per their bhavas. And Lalita Sakhi is the only one who does Mangal Arati. You have given the lamp. You have to meditate like this. In your Siddha there, you have given the lamp to Rupa Manjari. She has given to Lalita Sakhi. And she is, just imagine the relish you are going to get. If you give a sweater to your Gurudev, and if your Gurudev wears, how much ecstatic you are. Just think, you have given the clothes, you have cleaned them, you have put the makeup and cosmetics, and you have given the ghee lamp as well. And with those ghee lamps, you have made the garland also. And then, Lalita Sakhi, you know, offering ghee lamps is not a ritual. 4, 2, 1, 7, 4, 2. No. It is like Lalita Sakhi or anyone who should be offering arati. All the life wears, everything you have, everything in your hands, life wears, with all the cares. You are trying to remove the burn through the ghee. What is Mangal Arati? through the ghee lamps, you're trying to burn all the inauspiciousness of Radha and Krishna. Trying to burn all the inauspiciousness so that they can be, you are, see, Krishna, Radha, they're soft like butter. They're going to, after the Mangala, they're going to go walk through the hidden path. Thorns and stones are there. You start crying, just imagining that they are so soft, they will end up wounded. So to remove all the inauspicious things which can happen to them, which you can think and which you cannot even think, putting all your life into that, you're trying to remove Radha Krishna's inauspiciousness. This is Mangala Arati. And the Sakhis and Manjaris, what are they doing? Aha! They are singing like mad. They are singing, they are dancing, and what is Mangala Arati? Just imagine if everything should be as a service to Radha and Krishna. Everything. So attending Mangala Arati, if this is not a, this word is so bad, attending, no. Being in Mangala Arati. Being. Just be there. What is attending? Being in Mangala Arati. So when you are Mangala Arati, what is that? That is a service. That is a service. You are not asking Krishna for anything, or asking Radha for, you are doing a service there. You are stringing garlands, you are dancing in ecstasy, dancing for them, you are singing for them. You are not doing Mangala Arati like this. Not even a single person does Mangala Arati like this in Braj. Not even one person. Get me cross over this ocean of birth and death. If you have this consciousness, get me cross this ocean of birth, and you will never be able to attend Mangala Arati in zillions of years. They are doing service. Shama Sham, I'm dancing for you. I don't know where I will end up. Hell, heaven, nark. What is that? Jagrit Swapna Sushuptishu Spurtu Me Radha Padabja Chata Vaikunte Narake Athva Nagatir Anyastu Radham Vina. They don't know anything. They don't even know Krishna, Manjaris. They don't want to know Krishna. Only because he is Lord of Radha Rani, they are serving. But actually, in their sleeping stage, when they are waking up and they are in deep sleep, Jagrit, Swapna and Sushuptishu. What stages can anyone have? Awake, total sleep and partial sleep. That's all. In all the stages, what one should think of? Radha Padabja Chata. Radha Rani's lotus feet. Not even Krishna. I don't know where I will, when I will come to Mangala Arati, but getting more into Raghunath Das Goswami's mood. Raghunath says that Manjaris, we the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, are interested only in Radha Rani. Not even Krishna. Raghunath Das Goswami, our Acharya. Rupa Raghunath Pade Rahu Mora Ash Prathna Kare Sada Narottamada. At the lotus feet of Rupa Raghunath, we have all our aspirations. And Rupa Raghunath Pade Hoibe Akuti Kabiyame Bujapu Se Jugala Tiriti. So, what does this Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami say? Raghunath Goswami says that anyone who worships only Krishna, I will not see that person, that proud hypocrite, for even a moment. Shanam apina yami. Raghunath Das Goswami says, not even for a moment I will see that devotee who worships only Krishna. This should be our internal conviction if we really want to ever attend a Mangala Arati. That I will not see a devotee who just wants to worship Krishna. And what does he say? in the subsequent verses that even if Krishna, as Dwarkanath Krishna, even if comes to me and takes me by his hand to Dwarka, I will not go there even for a moment. Even if Krishna comes. So Manjari is, for to talk of worshipping, daily doing Mangala Arati or Narsingdev or any other deity or even Krishna Balram, they are not interested. They are only interested in Radha Padabja Chata. And Das Goswami says, I will not see that person, the proud hypocrite, who worships only Shri Krishna. You know why? Now the question is why? Prabodhananda Saraswati says that Paya Amrit Sindhu Lab Kore Ek Bindu Sarva Labhe Radhika Charan. Prabodhananda says, Saraswati. He says, Krishna is the ocean of sweetness. Ocean, you know what ocean? Oh, ocean. He is ocean of sweetness, Krishna. But if you worship him in any rasa, other than Manjari Bhav, which Mahaprabhu has come here to give only one bhav, that is Manjari Bhav. Even after relishing Radha Bhav, he himself relished Manjari Bhav. I cannot tell everything right now, but Paya Amrit Sindhu Lab Kore Ek Bindu. If you worship Krishna any other rasa other than Manjari Bhav, you get only a drop of relish which Manjaris get, which Radharani gets. Just a drop. So are you interested in a drop or in relishing the entire ocean of sweetness? What are you interested in? Just a drop? Das Goswami says, I will not see a person who just wants to relish a drop. What does Prabodhananda Saraswati says in verse 148? Brahmanandek vada katichan bhagvat vandananda bataha kechind govind sakhya adya anupam paramananda anye svadante radha kinkarinam tva akhil Sukh chamatkar sarek seema. He says there are many people who want to merge in Brahm, but there are some people who are very happy in Bhagavat Vandana Anand. Vandana means worshiping Krishna, God like, not Krishna. Krishna is never worshipped like this. You will never find a single person in Braj who is in front of Krishna like this, in this pose. Not even a single person. God. No. Not in a single person. So those were Bhagavad Vandana Anand, means those who are worshipping other forms of God, they also relish a drop. Then there are certain other devotees, Kechit Govind Sakhya, those who worship Krishna in Sakhya Bhav. They are also relishing Paramanand. But Sri Radha Kinkari Nam, the Radha Kinkaris, the Manjaris, Tva Akhir Sukh Chamatkar Sarek Seema. The sukh, the bliss, the chamatkar, the wonder, the relish of Manjaris is a final epitome of happiness. Sar ek seema. Seema, you understand? The ultimate, last resort of happiness. Final point in happiness. So, no matter, and he's comparing, if you get to see the effulgence emanating from the toenails of Radharani, that is much more than all the happiness of all the spiritual worlds put together. And in this golden age of Sriman Mahaprabhu, if one is not into Manjari Bhav, he is a very bad victim to his own logic, wrong logics. He is victim to Kutarka. You know Kutarka? Tarka Kutarka? He is a victim to bad logic if one is not worshipping in Manjari Bhav, even in this Mahaprabhu's golden age. So, where are we? Anyway, I can tell you some more things, whatever I... This is a very beautiful verse. I love to quote here. Radha Nama Sudharasam रसयितुं जीवास्तु मे विह्वला पादौ तत्पदांकितासु चरतां वृन्दाटिवी वीथिषु तत्कर्मैव कराकरोतु हृद्यं तस्य पदं ध्यायतात् तत्भावोत्सवतः परं भवतु मे तत् प्राणनाथे रतिः. What is this verse saying? You know what? Radha naam sudharas. May my tongue only have Radha naam. Relish Radha naam. Not even Govinda naam. Raghunatha Das Goswami says, what will I do with anything with Govinda? If Radha Rani, you don't give me your mercy, if you don't bless me with your service, what will I do with Govinda? This is Raghunatha Das Goswami. And what is Prabodhananda saying? I will only walk on those places. Tad padankitasu charatam brinda devi vithishu. Means, wherever Radha Rani has wandered, I will wander only those places. Why? Because those places are smeared from the Mahabhav emanating from Radha Rani's lotus feet. You know what is Mahabhav? Mahabhav means the most maddening bhav, which maddens Krishna like no other bhav. So the dust is totally smeared with, when we walk in Braja, do we remember this? That it is smeared with Radharani's Mahabhav. And then Tat Karmaiva Karakaro Tu Hridyam means, he says, I will do only that work, Tat Karmaiva Kara. My hands will do work only for Radharani. Not even for Krishna. For what to talk of Narsingdev and Balram and Varalakshmi and Sitaram and everyone. Not even Krishna. Tat karmaiva kara karo tu hridyam tasse padam dhyayatat. I will just worship, remember your lotus feet day in and day out. And where he wants to be in? Tat bhavotsaha param bhavatu me tat prananate rati. He just wants to be Krishna as a lord of Radharani. And in verse 165, he explains that Jagrit Swapna Sushuptishu. One four two. And this 165. Kalandi tat kunj mandir varalinde mano vindatu. Where does Prabodhananda Saraswati wants his mind to be? Where does he wants his mind to be? In Kalandi tat kunj mandir, means at the banks of Yamuna, in the kunj mandir, where all the activities take place at night. He wants that his mind should be there all the time. And when we are Mangal Arati, when in Mangal Arati we are attending Mangal Arati, where should our minds also be? At, in the Kunj Mandir, on the banks of Yamuna only. If in Mangal Arati also we cannot be there, then we can never be there. Mangal Arati means at the banks of Yamuna, Govindasthali, Vrindavan, only Radha Krishna. Only, O-N-L-Y, capital letters. Only. No other deity. Just imagine, if Raghunatha Goswami was sitting next to you and say, okay, let's go and attend Mangal Arati tomorrow and do. Then what is he going to do? He's going to be worshiping anyone else other than Radha Krishna's deities or? Some Aishwaryamaya deities and also Radha Krishna, will he? Or won't he? Will he or won't he? He won't. He will attend only Radha Krishna. Only means only Radha Krishna. Because he is telling the morning program for your entire life. Morning program, no, life program. Jagrit Swapna Sushuptishu. You are awake, you are sleeping, you are partly sleeping. This is your life program. What? Radha Pada Abja Chhita. Know nothing else except Radharani's service. Do nothing else except Radharani's service. Read about nothing else except Radharani's service. Listen. We have to be serious. When you are in Sakhya Bhav, your offerings are different. You offer to Krishna food and then you take that. And when you are offering, when you are in Bil Mangal Thakur's bhav, sakhi bhav, then you offer food to Krishna and as a sakhi you take, okay? But when you are in Manjari bhav, the offerings are, everything is different. First you offer food to Krishna, then from Krishna's prashad you offer to Radha Rani's and sakhis. And then the sakhis prashad, you do the third offering. This is the third offering you do to Rup Manjari Varg and Guru Manjari Varg, to your own Guru Manjari. Then you partake of the prashad. All paramparas have different systems of offering. Those who are in Sakhya Bhav, they offer in a different way. Those who are in Vatsalya Bhav, they offer in a different way. Those who are in Sakhi Bhav, they offer food in a different way. Those who are in Manjari Bhav, of course they offer in a different way. And if you are in worshipping Lord Ram, you give food to Lord Ram and then you partake, that's all. And if you are Narsingh Bhagwan, it's a totally different, all, everything is totally, the mantras are different. The offerings are different. The books are different. The prayers are different. The prayers we are chanting, these are not meant for Bil Mangal Thakur. He is a Siddha Bil Mangal Thakur. Krishna gave him darshan. Mahaprabhu is reading his books. But these books are not for him. The shlokas I am uttering to you, these are for you. Not for Bil Mangal Thakur. He is in Sakhi Bhav. What will we do with Manjaris when, what all? He, why? He was totally satisfied on that platform as a sakhi. You're getting my point? He is not going to wash the kunja of Radha Krishna before the Mangal Arati. You are going to, you can. He cannot. He cannot. He can never. Bil Mangal Thakur cannot. Lalita Vishakha, they cannot. But the Manjari can. In this Kali Yuga, the practicing sadhakas, the Manjari of sadhaka, they are more fortunate than Nand, Yashoda, Lalita Vishakha and all of them put together. This is the verdict of the Acharyagan. What you can, even the eternal associates can't. The mantras are different for Sakhya Bhav. If you are a worshipper in Sakhi Bhav, the mantras are different. The food offerings are different. The granthas are different. The devotees are different to associate with. The services are different. And all services should be the manifestation of the internal. All external should be the manifestation of internal. Why you are doing what you are doing, you should know every moment. You must put awareness into all your activities. Have to put awareness. Why you are doing what you are doing? Why? We are not worshippers of Bal Gopal Krishna. We are worshippers of only Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna. Not Bal Gopal Krishna. Not Chandravali's Krishna. Not anyone's Krishna. You see the prayers of Krishna Karanamrit by Bil Mangal Thakur. They're totally different than these prayers. Why? Because he's saying prayers in Sakhi Bhav. We don't have to follow that bhav. We don't have to follow the bhav of Bil Mangal. Chandidas, Vidyapati, these are for Mahaprabhu. Because he is in Radha Bhav. This is again deep topic. I will speak on this when I speak next, maybe on Mahaprabhu. But for them books are different. For you books are different. For you only these are the books. Kujat kokil hans saras kina kirne mayura kule. You sing these verses, Shad Goswami Ashtakam. Kujat kokil hans saras gana. Whenever you see koyal or the rooster, you should remember whom? Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna. You see a koyal, cuckoo, remember Radha Krishna. You see the sunrise, you know what the parrot say? Look Krishna. See, we are away from Mangal Arati again. The parrot say, Krishna, you see that? The sun's wife, the eastern direction, is totally red with anger because the eastern sky's husband, sun, he has come after such a long time after enjoying with some other woman. The wife of sun, the eastern side, red hot with anger. Actually, the red is because of the sunrise. But this is the way this Raskatha takes place in Braja. So whenever we see the red eastern sky, what should we remember? Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna. You see sun, you should remember Radha Krishna. You see cuckoo, you should remember Radha Krishna. You see rooster, you should remember Radha Krishna. You see bed and flower, you should remember Radha Krishna. You see mascara, you see musk, you should remember Radha Krishna. You see garland, what you should remember? Radha and Krishna. Even in Croatia or Serbia or whatever, Argentina, America, you are there. You're going to end up around sun. You should remember, place is no bar in spirituality. Distance is no bar. You are where your mind is, your heart is. In Croatia, you can right be in the Kunja. In here also, even Radha Kund in Kunja, you can be in Croatia. Where you have to be? In the Kalandi Tat Kunja Mandire Varalinde Mano Vindatu. Kalandi Kut Kunja Mandir. You have to be on the banks of Kalandi, Yamuna, in the Kunja Mandir. Let you be in Radha Kund, India, America, wherever. Place is no bar. And how you have to be there? In your Guru given Siddha Deha, your Manjari Swarupa. So, where are we? So the Mangal Aarti is taking place somehow, and we are going here and there. Afterwards, they are so submerged in the oceanic bliss of Radha Krishna's Mangal Aarti that after this ghee lamp offering, they do from the conch shell you offer. If in the conch shell there is milk, you cannot detect the difference between conch shell and the milk. So these Radha Krishnas, sometimes they wear, Radharani wear Krishna's yellow garment. So she cannot fathom that this is Krishna's garment because her skin is like that, yellow. Golden Padma, golden lotus flower. And Krishna wears Radharani's blue garment. And on Krishna's skin, it just doesn't, you cannot detect easily. So they wear like this also, all of a sudden in a hurry, they wear like this. And then they do Amrit Sinchan, the water they offer through the conch shell, so that they can be, all the inauspiciousness can be removed. And with the cloth, they offer, they wipe all the bad which can happen to them. This is Mangal Aarti, offering all the inauspicious things which can ever happen to your Shama Sham. And then when they are absorbed in the Kathamrit, Vrinda Devi, she sees that, the time has come and they are not leaving. So let me do something else. So she engages another parrot, Shubha. He says, what are you doing? People are coming on the pathway and you are still sleeping. Just see, the stars, they have gone with their lover moon. When the sun comes, the stars and moon, they go away. After relishing fully, the stars have left with their lover moon. It's time for you lovers also to go away. Why don't you understand? They have left, you also leave now. And then they say, you know what? After a while, what will happen? Jatila, you know Jatila, mother-in-law of Radharani. Radharani is married in Braj. Jatila, she will come to on your room and say, oh Radhe, Abhimanyu is coming, your husband is coming from the Goshala. Get ready. And the parrot says to Krishna, don't you know the bad, cruel nature of Jatila? What she will do to Radharani? Don't you know Abhimanyu is such an angry person? You don't know Kutila? Why don't you get up and leave? And the moment she hears that the bad can happen to them, they again start to get up. Then when they get up, then they again start talking. You know, then Lalita starts speaking. There is no end to their Raskatha. Lalita starts speaking now. Lalita says, this son is such a bad person. Everyone curses son in Braj. So he is disrupting Radha Krishna's Leela. They feel so. Say, this son, he has got no legs. In spite of that, he is just going so, like, going from west and coming to east so quickly. Then Radharani says, ah, yes, Sakhi, Lalita, you are right. If he was having legs, then there would have been no night at all. Sun would have never set. He would always been there. And then Krishna also says, yes, yes, you know, again, this mistress point, Krishna says, the lover, she is so red, she is so angry, the eastern side, the lover has been gone away and is coming after enjoying with another woman, is so red hot with anger. Yeah, you are right. And then he speaks Raskatha, then Vrinda Devi again. She is the only one who is doing the seva. They should go away. Vrinda wants Radha Krishna to finally go away. Then she signals Kakhati. She is an old female monkey. Kakhati. Okay. You, they just wake up. So somehow he arouses fear in them by uttering Jatila's name. The saffron clad yogini is coming with matted locks. And Jatila's name in Sanskrit he utters. As soon as they hear, the panic button starts. The fear and anxiety of... The sun of fear anxiety dries up the ocean of their Madhurya pastimes. The sun of fear and anxiety dries up the ocean of their Madhurya pastimes. And they get up. The moment they get up, they are like motionless pictures. Tears coming down, and they wear each other's clothes, blue on Krishna, Radharani's blue clothes on Krishna, top cloth, and on Radharani, it's yellow of Krishna. So Manjari's talk, and they start giggling, Manjari's indicating with their eyes. They exchange the clothes, and Radha Krishna seeing the Manjari's, they are unable to understand. God is not able to understand. What are they saying? He understands each and every word of the Baddha Jivas. Every moment, whatever we think of, he understands. But he cannot understand what Manjari's are saying. Why are they laughing? They become puzzled. Anyway, they are motionless. Somehow, this Radha Rani starts, I will not go into the details now because this is also very detailed. Somehow, Radha Rani starts tripping. With every step she walks, she starts tripping, falling down. We, the Manjaris, we hold her up somehow and make her walk. Somehow we make her walk, and she reaches her residence. And then with a very, very heavy heart, she reveals to Lalita Sakhi. Lalita Sakhi, I have such a bad fate. I don't have nice bhagya. I have lost my pranath now. And you people, instead of helping me, I am so much in distress, and instead of helping me, you were my most confidential sakhis. I trusted you most. So in this most worst phase of my life, instead of helping me, you are taking me to Jatila. Jatila Sansar, even you have turned against me. This is Radharani's mood now. This Pran Sakhis, Priya Sakhis, she is telling them, even you have become my enemies. You should help me. And you are taking me in Jatila Sansar. Have some mercy on me. This is your service. In mind, you should do this service. You are taking Radharani along. And she is just weeping and voice is choking. This is not, she is just speaking like me, fluently. No. My friends, and like this she is speaking. Voice is choking up. Then she says, Lalita, you promised me,
You tell me. You promise me. You will take me to Krishna. In spite of your promise, you just took me there and brought me within a second. Why so? Have I done any offense? Why are you doing this thing to me? And this sun? It seems that the sun never sets. And you were supposed to take me to Krishna, and so that I could relish Krishna's Rupamrit, form of Krishna, Krishna's Kathamrit, words of Krishna, Krishna's Adharamrit, Krishna's Prashad, Krishna's Adhar. You were supposed to make me relish this, and I have not relished any of these things. Then Lalita says, look, Radhe, whole night you are with Krishna, and you are learning yoga. What yoga? You are learning yoga of how not to follow the Vedic rules and regulations. This is called Nirveda Pantha. Nirveda. Nirveda means avedic, non-shastric, not following Vedic. And now also you are Nirveda. Nirveda, another meaning of Nirveda is despair, difficulty, distress. That is also Nirveda. Another meaning of this word. Now also you are Nirveda. That time also you are following Nirveda Pantha. But now you cannot. She is not able to understand anything. She is crying. Can anyone understand anything when one is crying? You are all there. Then what do you do with Radhani? You in your Manjari Sarup, you bathe Radharani's feet because she has come from outside. Dust is there. You bathe her feet and you clean with your this Uttari on your top. Not as a male, as your Guru given Siddha Deha. You clean her lotus feet. And then after finishing all the services, you just sleep. This is around 6 in the morning. 5:50 a.m. Then you also sleep at the lotus feet of your Guru Manjari. This is a fast forward explanation of Mangala Arati. And when we attend the temple, Mangala Arati in temple, what do we have to do after all these ghee lamp things take place? When you do japa, this you have to meditate on your japa. Oh, Mangala Arati has happened. Now they are relishing. I am also there. I am also relishing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. I am also relishing. And there, the Shubha parrot came. Oh, he is trying to arouse fear in Radharani's heart. I am also there. I am holding Radharani. I hope she doesn't fall down. Fall down. Radharani. Guru doesn't fall down, but Radharani can fall down. This is Braj. The opposite things take place. So you are holding her up, she doesn't fall. And then this Kakhati comes, and then you are Hare Krishna, you are taking her on the path. Krishna willing, I will give you a detailed explanation of what happens on the path some other day. This is a long story. These books, they cannot even describe one drop of Krishna's Nitya Leela. One drop. How can we explain in 1 or 2 hours anything about Mangal Arati or anything about anything? Then you do japa, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then you clean Radharani's lotus feet. You know, which person do you love most? Who really has love in his heart? You love that person? Do you really love any other person who has really love, who is selfless? You love a person who is selfless. The mere sight gives you so much pleasure. A selfless person's sight. One who has prema of Radha and Krishna. And just imagine the form of prema, Radharani. You are touching her. You are hearing her. You are having her Adharamrit. What can be more pleasurable? This thing you have to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. In your Manjari Sarup, be with the Guru Manjari. And you know what? This is a misconception some devotees have, that Radha Krishna's leelas are very erotic. Do you find anything erotic in the last 2 hours?
If you read all the books of Radha Krishna, 90% of the leelas are just like this. You're taking some sweets, some drink, some message of Radharani to Krishna. Is there anything erotic in this? You can't practice? Is any erotic? You can't practice? Everyone can practice. You're attending Mangal Arati. What is the, is there any erotic? There is no, your lust will go down. You are with Radha Krishna, lust will rise or go down? Go down. Sadhana has to be done in the fallen stage only. Then you become Siddha. What is sadhana? The root of sadhana is Nitya Leela. Root of sadhana is Nitya Leela. The root of tree of sadhana. Sadhana is a tree. Brahman, Brahmite, Kono, Bhagyavan, Jeev, Guru Krishna, Prasadha, Bhakti. Sadhana is a tree. Tree of what? The bij is, the seed is Nitya Leela. How you can be go there? The bij is given, the seed is given, and how you can go there? These activities are of the Nitya Siddha Manjaris. And so, Siddhasya Lakshanam Yat Syat Sadhanam Sadhakasya Cha. Siddhasya Lakshanam. What activities are done by the Siddhas? This is a sadhana for the sadhakas. This sadhana we have to follow. When Prabodhan Saraswati is saying, when will my mind wander in the kunja? He is already there in the kunja and that vision has gone away. He is praying, when will my mind again wander in the kunja? This is his stage. But we should make our mind wander in the kunja. This is our sadhana. No, nothing else except Radha and Krishna. Not Krishna. This is not Goswami's teachings. Only Radha Krishna. And really want to be happy, then have to be Ekanti Bhakta. Ekanti means single pointed intelligence. Always focus on Radharani's, serving Radharani's lotus. Not even Krishna. Forget all Vishnu Tattvas. Not even Balaram. Not even anyone. Not even Krishna. And Krishna service is best rendered by the Manjaris. The manja, we sing songs also for Krishna, Radha Krishna's pleasure. The way we sing songs, no one else can. No one. Krishna very much relishes songs sung by the manjaris. Means we. He relishes our songs. Krishna becomes most happy when someone even takes up Radharani's name. Ra and Dha. Ra, Dha, if you utter, Krishna will come running behind you. And if you are worshipping Radharani day in, day out, then you are the recipient of Krishna's highest mercy. Understand all these things in your heart and let your external, whatever sadhana, whatever you do, let that be the manifestation of your internal. Let the external manifest as your internal. Lord of your heart should be that your deity, your japa, your association, everything should be related to that only. With all my well wishes in this month of Kartik, I wish you all the best so that you can all be fixed at Radharani's lotus feet. And for last few years, I was into my own staying aloof from everyone and was in my kutir, bhajan kutir, not meeting anyone. But at that time, Krishna wants me to do some more other services now. These services. So within a year only, this love for Radharani's lotus feet will spread like wildfire all over the planet and all the countries. Yeah, this is also done in Mangal Arati, Ulludhwani. Ulludhwani is also being done in Mangal Arati.
So whenever we hear this thing, we should remember Radha Krishna. No matter what we are doing, we should remember that. And today we'll give Siddha Pranali to one devotee. The Siddha Pranali is a eternal, your eternal form in which you are going to serve Radha and Krishna. In this, everything is written: your name, your dress, your seva, your kunja. Everything is there. Time is around about 1 o'clock. So what this manjari has to do, along with you all and everyone, we have to be there in the forest. Radha Krishna along with the sakhis and manjaris are walking and walking and talking and dressing and redressing and garlanding each other from the forest flowers, and they are getting really tired. So you do the fan like this and get ready to massage their lotus feet, because they are going to sit around a tree. Kujat kokil hans sar sakina kirne mayura kole nana ratna vitapamur. This has all the emeralds, and they are going to sit right there, Radha Krishna, out of fatigue. And this manjari is going to fan Shama Sham, and she is going to caress their lotus feet and give them drink. And this is not enough, because there is no end to Radha Krishna's program. So how can there be end? Some people say, oh, I have done my sadhana. Are Baba. Sadhana is not completed till siddhi. You have done your, how can you do your sadhana? This is sadhana. One program stops, another starts. Another stops, another starts. Ashtakali nitya lila. This your sadhana is, now you are fanning and massaging, then change their dress. They're going to play holy flowers, colors. They're going to play holy now. 1:12. Before that, be around the tree and serve them. Give them drink, they're tired. Give them fresh garlands. Nice fragrance. Garland. Yeah. Okay. Anyone has any queries? And they can come and ask. Hare Krishna.